Hello, hello, hello. This is Dawn M. Williams. You are listening to Research Shows Podcast, and this is my two cents. This one is about something I was thinking about just now in regards to entrepreneurs. Please stop telling everybody your every move as you're doing it, period. Because sometimes stuff doesn't make sense to other people. And I believe that it, you know, you might have one or two people that can appreciate the step-by-step process, but sometimes that takes time to find that person. And if I'm being quite honest, even my husband of, goodness, I forgot how many years, it's been a long, long time, like 15 years. Is just now to the point where I understood how to articulate my moves in a way to where it doesn't kick off a negative reaction or like an argument. And I'm not saying that in regards to my marriage per se. I'm saying sometimes I've told people things, not speak about my husband, but other people, and they shut it down quickly. Oh no, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't look right. Da da da. And sometimes you have to move more so without explaining what you're doing as you're going along, especially if the people surrounding you are not doing what you're doing. So for example, it made no sense in my past to constantly be seeking validation or advice from people in regards to entrepreneurship, and they weren't entrepreneurs. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like seeking weight loss advice from somebody who's overweight. Yeah, they might could tell you, okay, yeah, I think you should diet and exercise, but can they really explain to you how to lose a certain amount of weight? Let's take this even further. Another prime example, perfect example. If you're trying to lose weight and you're taking advice solely from a personal trainer who has never had to go through your journey before. I saw a personal trainer one time on social media, I remember, and he purposely gained weight. I don't know if it was for a role or whatever it was. And he gained a nice amount of fat. And for him to go through the process of losing it, it gave him a different perspective, and he never looked at his overweight clients the same from what he said, because it gives a different perspective because you actually had to go through what the person went through. That being said, I noticed that once I got to the point where I started pulling away from constantly seeking validation, like especially with designing my videos, I would send it to family and send it to people. And, you know, after a while, it was just like, let me stop doing that. I think you need to pick a point person to keep you balanced. I think it's ridiculous to think you can keep everything to yourself, because that's when you kind of float into tyrannical, and that's a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? It got to be like a few people or one person or whatever, at least, to kind of keep you balanced in between. So it's to the point where I've had to learn how to think about things, even if it takes a month, to be able to properly articulate it in a fashion to where somebody who doesn't necessarily have the creative mind that you have, where that person can actually understand what you're saying, and then you can actually help them to picture it. What comes to mind right now in this, and why I brought up my husband, is because at the time of this recording, we're in the process of like really taking our time and decorating each room of the house. So this time go around, I said that I wanted the goal to be that we're not spending a ridiculous amount of money. And I mean, period. So it's more so when you're not spending a lot of money, you have to be really creative. And me, I'm naturally creative. I get that from my mom's side of the family. Like my grandmother was really creative. My mom was really creative. So, you know, and I'm a hairdresser, and I'm creative, you know. So, you know, going into that, I have to be able to articulate to my partner, my husband, how I want to decorate certain aspects of a room for him to understand what I'm saying, and it doesn't sound like jumbled up scrambled eggs. And so I actually was explaining to him a portion of the room I wanted to do as opposed to paying for floorboards and doing a creative version of it. And I was able to articulate in a way where he was able to understand and go, oh yeah, that sounds real nice. So I guess there was a lot of messages in this particular episode, but I just think that, you know, key point to take away from this is to find that group of people that you can talk to. And if you constantly, I've been surrounded by people where I'm telling ideas or trying to do certain things and they shut it down. And if you got like a mind like myself, where you think outside of the box, a lot of times entrepreneurs think in this way. If you think outside of the box, it's important that you have the appropriate people around you to nourish that. That being said, you also got to be able to set boundaries as well. So you can't like be solely dependent upon people around you to regulate your emotion and your mind. But it's kind of like an even balance in between. So it's a growing thing, growing pains, as you just say, when you're going into entrepreneurship. So if you're just getting started or if you're already an entrepreneur, you need to cherish your ideas and understand who to tell your ideas to, because it ain't for everybody to hear. It sounds crazy at first. Like sometimes when you speak on certain things, it just sounds crazy. It sounds absurd. And people all the time is not ready to hear it. And sometimes that can be discouraging for, you know, certain projects that you might want to enter into. So with that being said, we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to close this episode out.
How long ago was that? When did you start the VV show?
2 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you was 9.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just so inspired. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, all right. So tell everybody, how is it being a social media influencer? How is that experience for you?
It's actually been so amazing because I like to, you know, inspire people, especially at a young age that I am. And I want to inspire like kids that's my age or younger, and also like some adults as well, so they can inspire their kids to, you know, I wouldn't say be like me, but be like positivity, like have positivity and, you know, be positive, not like, don't be negative.
That is so wonderful.
Entrepreneur Thursdays with Research Shows Podcast.
A clip from episode 161 of Research Shows Podcast. Hey, thank you so much for coming back from that commercial break. Don't forget you can catch full episodes of Research Shows Podcast by going to the Research Departments with an S.com and click on Research Shows Podcast. We will not be accepting outside guests that are new for season 6. I decided I was going to do every other season where I take new guests. So if you actually want to be a guest for season 7, which will air in the fall of 2024, inshallah, just go to tinyurl.com/DMS guest. And that's about it. Don't forget, every day when we're on season, at noon, we have My 2 Cents. Then on Mondays at 6 a.m., we have the Morning Crew. And on Thursdays, we interview entrepreneurs, or we talk to an entrepreneur. So that's about it for this episode. I will see you, or I hope you listen for the next episode. So have a wonderful day on purpose.